Give it to me. It's your celebrity sauce, baby. So this is really cool. Brad Pitt expanded the footprint of his L.A. estate.
Uh-huh.
One of the properties he bought belonged to a widower in his early 90s.
Okay.
The cool part is that Brad allowed this guy to remain there rent-free until he died at the age of 105.
Aw, way to go, Brad.
Right? That makes me love him even more.
Nice.
A list of movies that were perfectly cast includes The Big Lebowski, Pulp Fiction, Knives Out, Superbad, and even 1980s Popeye starring Robin Williams and Shelley Duvall. Yeah. I agree. Pulp Fiction, perfect.
Perfect.
Big Lebowski, perfect.
Yep.
This is interesting. Nicolas Cage shaved his teeth down to play Dracula in Renfield, so his dentures wouldn't affect his speech.
Right.
His makeup artist said he had different sets, and they were all 3D printed.
Dang.
I want a pair.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because I am a Dracula.
That's right.
Okay, Entertainment Weekly ranked the 20 best Netflix original series. Their top three are The Haunting of Hill House, mm-hmm. followed by I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson, then Master of None. I haven't seen any of those.
Me neither. I was feeling bad. I'm like, surely Nikki's seen all those.
No, The Haunting of Hill House was kind of stupid, in my opinion, but whatever.
Yeah.
This is like some salt from John Stamos, throwing shade. John Stamos surprised Rob Lowe on The Drew Barrymore Show to address Rob's son. Because I guess Rob's son likes to pretend that John Stamos is his real dad.
Yeah.
John refers to himself as the better-looking version of Rob Lowe. They're both hot. Whatever.
That's funny.
Jeopardy champ Brian Hennigar is getting trolled because his hair and mustache made him kind of look like Hitler.
Oh, my God.
So now he's growing out the stash into a goatee.
Okay.
And he's donating some of his winnings to the Anti-Defamation League.
Oh, good for him, yeah.
Very good. Interesting, Mick Mars is suing Motley Crue, claiming they kicked him out of the band and ripped him off.
Ah.
He also claims the other guys are using a lot of pre-recorded tracks on stage rather than playing live. Ouch.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Really? But. Do they have that reputation?
No, but
man,
I wouldn't doubt it.
There's some bad blood there.
Backing tracks, sure.
Drake released a song called Search and Rescue today, and the cover art has a woman who looks like Kim K. Fans think he's purposely trolling Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
He would.
He would.
He would.
For sure.
And very last one is two women were fired from Kanye West's Donda Academy. Apparently there were
So this
all...
was his little weird private school that he had, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. They say there were all kinds of weird and unsafe rules, like kids eating sushi every day, no chairs being allowed, no outdoor time for children, and inadequate disciplinary procedures. Sounds about right from Kanye. He's an idiot. Why would you ever send your kids to his school?
Yeah, right. And pay,
come on now.
And pay big money to send
Donda Academy. It's fine.
It's fine. That's your sauce.
Yeah.
7:40 at the new mix. Happy Friday.